We're going now to the Middle East. Israel says the bodies of six hostages being held by Hamas have been recovered from Gaza. The deaths of five of the six men had already been announced, but it had been thought the other man might still be alive. In a separate development, authorities in Gaza say at least 10 people were killed when Israel bombed a school compound in Gaza City. Meanwhile, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cairo as part of his attempt to secure a new ceasefire. Gershon Baskin is a former Israeli hostage negotiator. He joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your understanding of how these six bodies were recovered?
They were apparently found in a tunnel, Hamas a tunnel somewhere in the Khan Yunis area. There was a military operation that went into the tunnel before destroying it, and apparently they found the bodies there. It's another very sad day in Israel, as their hopes always remain that the now remaining 109 hostages will come home alive, or at least a majority of them, but there's less and less belief that the majority of these hostages remain alive after 10 and a half months of this war.
As you say, 109 hostages still in Gaza. Is it known how many of them are likely to still be alive?
No, no one knows for sure. It's very likely that even Hamas, who abducted them, don't know where all of them are. It's very likely that some of these hostages were killed in Israeli bombings and they're underneath rubble of buildings that have been destroyed all around the Gaza Strip. We simply don't know. There is some verification of a certain number of hostages that Israel says that they can verify are no longer alive, but we don't really know. And until these people are recovered and brought home alive or dead, we won't really know what happened to them.
Antony Blinken, the US Secretary of State, has described the current talks as probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to secure a ceasefire and the release of hostages. I know you're pessimistic about the chances of success. Why?
I think that the gaps between the sides are still very far apart. The Israeli side, Prime Minister Netanyahu, does not want to end this war, at least not until they find and kill Yahya Sinwar, the Hamas leader in Gaza. So it's difficult for me to see that Israel would agree to anything that even hints of ending the war, whereas Hamas has already made it very clear that their primary objective is to end the war. There's also differences on the Israelis want to remain in Gaza for security reasons along the Gaza-Egypt border, and that can be secured on the Egyptian side of the border with American oversight. That's not really an excuse for Israel staying in Gaza. But there's a general attitude within Israel that if Israel doesn't remain in Gaza, Israel won't have security. But I can assure everyone that the longer Israel stays in Gaza, the less security Israel will have. Hamas is making very clear demands that the war end, that Israel withdraw from Gaza, that a large number of Palestinian prisoners be released in exchange for the hostages, including some 600 Palestinian prisoners who were convicted of murdering Israelis. They don't agree that these prisoners will be sent abroad. They have to go back to their home. Israel doesn't agree to that. The gaps are just so many and so far apart that it seems very unlikely, even with the American positive attitude and optimism, that they could manage to pressure the sides into coming much closer to an agreement and signing it and getting it done.
More than 40,000 people in Gaza are dead. Huge areas of the Strip have been leveled. This will have to end, but how?
Well, it will have to end. It can only end once Israel decides to end it or the international community applies enough pressure on Israel to end it. That is also possible. The United States, which is the primary supplier of bombs to Israel, can tell Israel, listen, we have your back if Iran attacks, if Hezbollah from Lebanon attacks, but we're not going to fuel this war anymore. But we have to remember that the Americans are deep into an election campaign, and going against Israel is not popular with fundamentalist Christians and the Jewish community in the United States. But nonetheless, I'm sure that Kamala Harris would very much likely to have this off her agenda and not having to deal with it. She and President Biden have made very clear statements in the last days that they want this war to end. But are they applying enough pressure on Israel to do it? And are Qatar and Egypt applying enough pressure on Hamas to make compromises, to make a deal that can be done? And let's not forget that at the day after this war, we have a job to figure out who's going to govern Gaza. How is Gaza going to be rebuilt? There are 2.2 million homeless people in Gaza today. Who's going to take care of them? There's no fresh water. There's no sanitation. There's not enough food. Their disease is spreading. It is a humanitarian catastrophe, which is man-made. And it has to be dealt with quickly because more and more people are going to die from the diseases and bombs that are left on the ground after this war is over. But it's clear that no one will agree that Hamas continues to govern Gaza. We have a Palestinian leader in the West Bank who has very little legitimacy. And we in Israel have to get rid of our leaders because they have failed us all throughout this war.
Gershon Baskin, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. That was the former Israeli hostage negotiator Gershon Baskin reacting to that news that the bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered.